In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, in Romans 8 and 6 we read, to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. John 1:17 explains this by way of contrasting law and grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The devil slanders God by putting false ideas into people's minds. For instance, he's convinced many Christians that death is a punishment of God, that all men are guilty of Adam's sin. Therefore, he punishes them by cutting them away from himself, which deprives them of his life-giving energy. He kills them spiritually, so to speak, and then later bodily. This heresy has convinced many people in the West that God is offended, that he is an angry God who wants to torment men throughout all eternity for their sins unless he receives infinite satisfaction for his offended pride. Salvation thus became salvation from the wrath of God. And sad to say, this is exactly what I was taught when I was young. That God avenges, he's angry with us, that he's wrathful, and his pride has been hurt. How is it possible to love such a God? Is he a mafioso who practices vendetta? Not only killing the one who offended him, but also his entire family. I mean, if Adam sinned, and then he's killing all of humanity, all of mankind afterwards, which is his family, that's mafia. That's not Jesus Christ, our Lord. No, God does not return evil for evil. God does not take revenge. He is good and loving even towards those who disobey or ignore him. Even if he does punish his children at times, he only uses punishment as a loving means of correcting them, of reminding them of what they're supposed to do, but not out of anger, not out of wrath, and certainly not eternally for the misdemeanors or sins that they commit. God did not inflict death upon us, for we fell into death ourselves by our own revolt. God is life, and life is God. When we deprive ourselves of God, we deprive ourselves of life, and we die. We have cut ourselves off from his life-giving grace. In his love, not wanting men to remain eternally separated from him, he allowed death to put an end to that. And when men separate themselves from the light, there is darkness. But we cannot blame God for our blindness. If we separate ourselves from his light, we're the ones who are responsible for falling into our blindness. Did Jesus not say, I am the life. I am the light of the world. And if we separate ourselves from Jesus, we separate ourselves from life. We separate ourselves from the light of the world. When we speak of God's judgment, we are speaking of nothing less than our coming into contact with truth and light. That's what his judgment means. On judgment day, we will appear naked before his penetrating light of truth. The books that will be opened. That is to say, the books are our hearts. Our hearts will be opened, and God's penetrating light will open our hearts, and this will reveal whether there is love in our hearts or whether there is hate in our hearts. Those whose hearts are full of the love of God will rejoice in seeing God's light. Whereas those in whose hearts there's hatred for God, they will suffer by this penetrating light of truth, which they have detested all their life. St. Peter Damascene says that we all receive God's blessings equally. Remember that saying that God's rain falls upon the fields of the good and of the wicked. God gives his grace to everybody. Even if you're a sinner, even if you hate God, God does not hate you. And he says, but some of us, St. Peter Damascene, receiving God's fire, did he say, I have brought fire into the world. I'm anxious for it to be kindled. This fire is the love of Christ. It's the love of God. This is what he wants to kindle in our hearts. His fire is his word. His word. And he becomes, but we can react in one of two ways. If we love God, then this fire makes us malleable like beeswax. It softens. And we can bear the imprint, the stamp of God in our spirit. Whereas others receive this fire like clay and just becomes harder and baked. What is paradise? What is paradise? It is the love of God, in which the bliss of all the Beatitudes is contained, says St. Isaac the Syrian. And St. Isaac continues to say, the tree of life, that was in the Garden of Eden, the tree of life is the love of God. Jesus said that he came to bring fire to the earth and wished that it were already kindled. You see that in Luke 12 and 49. He brought this fire into the world when he became a man. And when this fire ignites in a soul, it becomes a great flame that touches heaven. Saint Simeon, the new theologian, one of my most favorite saints, he completes this teaching by adding, this flame at first purifies us from the pollution of passions, and then it becomes in us food and drink to nourish us. It becomes light and joy. It renders us, this is Saint Simeon the new theologian, one of the greatest saints in the church, and it renders us light ourselves. We become light with this light of Christ because we participate in his light. It's magnificent. All we have to do is just love God. That's all he asks us to do, is to love him. Not to start. Theology has messed up so many things. And it's from theology precisely. St. Augustine and misreadings, they didn't know the Greek fathers. They couldn't read the Greek, and everything was so very different there. And they based themselves very much on the paganism that existed in that time. It's a form of paganism that often has been taught, that because God is impersonal for the pagans. God is impersonal. He's not a loving, personal God who transforms us into himself and into his light. Dearest loving Jesus, prevent us from falling into the hell of separation from you, of falling into the blindness of separation from your light. Your love torments sinners, but may your light delight us, your love and light delight us by helping us to live according to your love and to your light. You are inviting us to your joyous banquet where we can live in your kingdom, in this new earth, in the new heavens. Let us never hide from your tenderly loving omnipresence. Amen.